Chapter 59.
Feedings left. 3.
As we approached Neo Austin, we had to leave the two guardians on the outskirts. Much like with Medina, the old magic still held here, and the only guardian who could enter was the Shrill. He remained by the rift. Their time would be soon, but it would not be today. Banksy tunneled underneath us. He warned the city descended deep underground. He could still get to us quickly in an emergency, but because of the tunnels and sunken buildings, the integrity of the surface anywhere near his arrival would be unreliable. The front plow on our newly repaired Nipper made short work of the debris littering the streets of Neo Austin. We were beset by glazers twice, and I finally got to use my chainsaw defense. The small demons who'd almost overwhelmed us the first time we traveled through these streets were now nothing but a nuisance. With the loss of their lord, King Venea, they had gone feral, unorganized. We watched as they fought amongst themselves just as much as they attacked us. Queen Lamashtu's pavilion was in an area several miles south of where we'd first met the Donkey Queen. She'd moved into what appeared to be a former roller rink, maybe a roller derby arena. The place had an honest-to-goodness parking lot out front, and I pulled in, knocking over a light pole with the forward wedge. Iffy popped in panic as he slammed against the interior wall of the bus. We really needed to get that slug a seatbelt.
Nice parking.
Iffy remained inside. Clara examined the light pole.
You managed to hit the only thing in the parking lot.
Dixon the Dragonfly followed us from above. He'd gotten himself killed by a gargoyle on the way here, but he'd recently respawned. Winky fluttered around Clara's head. It has a shitty turning radius. I flexed my knees. I was still getting used to my new upgrade. King Belath's kneecaps imparted me with the ability to jump great distances. They also added +5 to my deftness, bringing me to 23. The ability to super jump was somewhat tempered by the fact I still had to land. I'd broken my ankle once already. I spent the night practicing leaping grappling hook combos. I could now swing about like a true bionic commando. I also discovered how to use my grappling hook to cushion my descent. It wouldn't help me if I was falling at terminal velocity, but it was a heck of a lot better than nothing. While I wasn't quite Spider-Man, I was now a nimble ass bastard. A pair of monsters guarded the entrance to the lair, but they appeared as NPCs on my map. These were a type of monster called a drivet, according to Clara. They resembled man-sized, uprooted scallion bulbs with green stalks still attached. Each bulb had 6 insect-like legs. The onion shape of their bodies was only about 2 feet tall. The rest was their green stalks. Beady red eyes glared at us as we approached. What can those things do? The onion monsters quivered as we grew closer.
The top green part can helicopter out. It's strong enough to cut you in half. I fought a whole nest of these a few months back. A group of them cut Avanik's paw right off. When they get spinning, they can fly short distances. So be careful. If we have to fight, shoot them in the face.
They look like they need to be chopped up and thrown onto a baked potato. The drivets stepped aside, allowing us to pass. Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. You should only be polite if you're going to be sincere about it.
The drivet's little red eyes glared up at me angrily.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Entering Pavilion of Queen Lamashtu.
Of all the parts of our plan, this one made me the most uneasy. We had to open the rift, and this was our method of getting in. I had a terrible, foreboding feeling that this was the wrong move. But what choice did we have? It seemed the moment we accepted the Lamashtu Hell Quest, it became the only way to obtain the key. Surely, our earlier defeat of Belath and Venea should have garnered us something. But it hadn't. Our path was set. This was the only way, and we were committed. The musty stench assaulted me the moment we were inside. this was indeed a former roller derby arena. A round track was surrounded by collapsed metal bleachers. Cellar hags lounged in the shadows. Queen Lamashtu stood in the center of the track, chewing on something. She wore a dainty crown made of grass and flowers. Someone had tied a bow to her tail. A cellar hag approached. She looked me up and down, her eyes focusing on my forehead. Shit. I was hoping they wouldn't notice. My cloak was still turned off, but it was clear she could still tell I was wearing the scalp of one of her sisters. She hissed at me. I looked at Lamashtu. It was my first time seeing her since I'd received my Lemageddon ability.
Queen Lamashtu, rank 7 in the demonic hierarchy, answers directly to Emperor Bale. May be evoked for binding purposes only. Her presence in battle provides minus 15% strength, minus 15% deafness, and minus 15% acumen to all opposing forces within 250 meters. Kill or bind to negate this debuff. In addition, all female legions under her control are permanently afflicted with adoration. Killing or binding Lamashtu will not remove the spell. Requires evocation level 4. Has two forms, a Shuddersome Donkey or a Hell Guardian.
What the hell did Shuddersome mean? I was certain she had to have a regular form other than a goddamned donkey. But it didn't look like she did other than the Hell Guardian one. She was the fourth demon I'd seen with that form. I had a nasty suspicion we were going to learn very soon what that meant.
Have you brought our queen her prize?
The cellar hag waved, annoyed, at Winky, who hissed at the hag and then popped away, only to reappear a moment later by Clara's head. The large witch walked down to Lamashtu's side and sat upon the ground next to the donkey. She produced a brush and started to lovingly comb the demon queen's coat. Lamashtu continued to chew on something, flicking her ears. I produced the fertilized egg from my bag. Its weight had doubled since I'd bathed it in shrill sperm. It quivered in my grip. Here it is. We have a deal. The key for the egg.
You must plant the egg. Then the key will be delivered.
What do you mean by plant the egg?
Whatever it is, it can't be grosser than you having to drink that black milk. Ugh.
Really? You really going to curse me like that right now? Lamashtu rose into the air. The donkey slowly ascended in the arena. She floated almost up to the roof. I felt the crackle of electricity. I activated my shield, and I prepared my invulnerable spell. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I imagined it would be something awful. Everything with this queen was awful. The donkey started a slow spin in the air, turning clockwise like she was a disco ball. The spokesperson witch was the only hag who wasn't singing and gyrating. She stood underneath her queen and faced us.
Lamashtu wishes to thank you for the destruction of both her rivals. Both Vinaya and Beleth have threatened our queen, and she wishes you to know that your service is to be rewarded. Never before has a human experienced what you are about to. History shall know your name! Watch, humans! Watch and witness the grandeur of the birth of a demon lord!
You mean, right now? Like, right now? Doesn't she have to wait 9 months or something?
I think it'd be longer than that. Aren't elephants, like, pregnant for 22 months? Sometimes this game can be so unrealistic.
Yeah. That's the most unrealistic part about this whole scenario.
Is Lamashtu getting bigger?
You have been paralyzed. You are unable to move.
Ah, fuck me. I felt my feet rise off the ground. My entire body was suddenly frozen. I still held the egg in my hand. The last time I'd been paralyzed like this was at the start of the amplification ceremony. This time I still had my pack and gun, and it appeared I could still cast spells. Sure enough, Lamashtu was getting bigger. She wasn't being subtle about it anymore.
Should I be trying to stop this?
Yes! No! I don't know! I hate this game so much!
The donkey was not keeping proper donkey proportions as she grew. She still rotated as if she was on an invisible turntable. Her stomach bulged, and her ears grew absurdly long. The more I ascended, the faster the process became. Soon, she was the size of a blue whale, and she filled the entire top half of the small arena. Dust cascaded from the ceiling, and metal beams groaned as her bulk pushed upward and out. With a terrible ripping noise, the former donkey tore the ceiling asunder. Light streamed in as the walls crumbled outward. I felt a random, inexplicable concern for the Drivet monster guarding the front door. My thoughts flew back to concern for my own person as Lamashtu stopped rotating.
Oh. No, no, no!
The donkey's tail appeared to be the only part of Lamashtu that hadn't become misshapen and huge. The pink bow managed to stay attached to the appendage. The demon gave her tail a slight flick. That bow was the last thing I saw before I was sucked into the demon's bloody, swollen vagina. If I didn't have my breathless ability, I'd have surely suffocated to death. For 5 terrible minutes, my body remained paralyzed as I was sucked further into the still-growing donkey's reproductive system. First, the vagina, and then I squeezed through what I assumed to be the cervix. A long minute passed as I continued my slow, painful journey through the endometrium and then finally into the uterus. Only then did my paralysis fade. The egg ripped from my hands, and it attached itself to the far wall of the uterus as if it was a magnet.
Hell quest. The Shrill's Seed. Quest complete.
The egg quivered and stretched. It started to grow at an alarming rate. At this point, I no longer gave a crap about the quest or the key or anything else, except getting the hell out of there. The cervix was puckering, open and closed, and I slipped through. My journey out of the donkey was much easier than my journey in. I half pushed, half slid the rest of the way out, falling downward like I was sliding down a bloody ramp made of rutted slabs of marbled beef. I emerged out of the donkey vagina, and I had to grasp at the snake-like hairs to keep from plummeting the 40 feet to the ground. Above me, Lamashtu continued to inflate, transforming larger and larger. A constant river of bloody discharge showered out of her vagina, soaking me. She had rocketed past Banksy size and was now approaching full-on Guardian. As I suspected, a Hell Guardian was a kaiju form. The next few days were going to be interesting, to say the least. The roller derby arena lay below me, getting further away by the moment. I was already well past the point of falling safely. I was loath to use my invulnerable, except in absolute emergencies. I'd been practicing for this. My shield was still engaged, but I knew it wouldn't be useful in a fall. I dropped, plunging toward the remains of the arena. I cast Hinder at the last possible moment. I cursed myself for not spending the teeth on the bionic upgrade for level 2, especially after what happened last time. My descent was slowed for 6.8 seconds. My aim was true. The spell fizzled out before I hit the ground, but I was much closer this time. I shot out my hook, and I descended easily to the ground. I came to a slow, steady stop right next to Clara and Winky, who stood in the middle of the destruction of the arena, looking up at me as I came down. The landing was so smooth, it almost looked like I knew what I was doing. Even Winky appeared impressed. Clara looked over my blood-soaked body.
Ugh. Remember when you said you weren't going to fuck a donkey?